welcome you to tonight's Citizens Climate University. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act's media plan. Thank you so much for joining us, and let me introduce our guest speaker tonight, CCL's Communication Director, Steve Volk. After 30 years with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Steve now trains and supports CCL volunteers as they publish letters, articles, and op-eds, and many of them this month especially, in local newspapers, developing relationships with their members of Congress. And with Steve is CCL's Communications Coordinator, Flannery Winchester. Flannery trains and supports volunteers to also publish written pieces in local media, appear on radio and television, and pitches national media, manages and edits the CCL blog. And when she's not doing that, she helps keep our volunteers informed, inspired through social media and regular newsletters. Thank you for being here tonight. If we've done our job well, after the end, all attendees should be able to have the following goals met: an understanding what to send to media, when to coordinate with the CCL communications team and how to do that, as well as what to post on social media. Can I pass the baton to you, Steve?
Great. Thanks, Brett. So we're going to talk a little bit about the media plans for responding to the Energy Innovation Act. You know, so what's our strategy, our local strategy and our national strategy? So the agenda on here is that we're going to kind of introduce things and then talk about the media plan in district and then the national media plan. And then we'll go to our social media toolkit and we'll show you where the resources are on community. And then we'll open it up for questions and answers. So first of all, everyone knows media is critically important. You have to get the word out. You have to generate buzz around something to get it moving. And this media, positive media coverage, is going to support our initial sponsors. And then it's also going to encourage other sponsors to come along and also co-sponsor the legislation. It makes them feel safe to step up on this. So for the media in your district, so looking at the news side, not the opinion side, but looking at the news side, what we'd like you to do is to reach out to local reporters and editors. And to do that, we have two templates. One template is if you're in a district that has sponsors on the bill, there is a local template that highlights that and praises the sponsor and so forth. But if you're in a district that doesn't have a sponsor, then it's a template where your group is endorsing the bill. So you want to, what you'll do is use that template to plug in your local information and then send it off. You want to send it off to definitely the city editor at your newspaper. But if you have identified local reporters who cover environment or energy or something like that, feel free to send it to them, and also feel free to send it to radio and TV outlets too. So then the next thing that we have is a media packet to pitch to editorial writers. So this is not an op-ed. What this is a resource for you to try to generate editorials endorsing this bill. So if you already have a relationship, if you've met with your editorial board, you have a contact on the editorial board, you can pitch this to that contact on the editorial board. And we have a suggested pitch that went out today with the media packet. So all the group leaders and people who are designated to receive media packets should have received that today. So again, the idea is let's generate lots of editorials on this. And then the last thing is, letters to the editor. We're going to set a goal of 500 letters to the editor in December. I think our highest was a little over 300. So we've got something to really talk about here. So we're going to try to get a lot of letters to the editor placed. We have an online letters to the editor tool to help you out. It provides an outline for drafting a letter. And it also, the online tool also identifies a lot of newspapers that are in your area that you can submit letters to. You'd be surprised if you've never used this tool. I didn't know there were this many newspapers in my area. So really encourage you to use that online tool. So looking at national media, basic rule of thumb is don't worry about it. We do not want you to reach out to national print or online media. The CCL staff is handling that. We don't want you reaching out to national broadcast media. We have a PR firm, Washington Media Group, that is making the pitches to broadcast media. And then the last thing is, if you get contacted by national media, let Flannery know about it. Her address is Flannery@citizensclimate.org. I would say the only exception on national media is if you know, so if you have a pretty good contact, you've got a brother-in-law who's like a producer on a TV show or something like that, yeah, let us know, you know, give us an introduction, and then we could take it from there. So how we define national media, those would be like the major publications out there, the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, and we are also got the DC-based reporters who cover climate change that, you know, write for some of the online platforms like Inside Climate, you know, Mother Jones, some of the magazines and things like that, Time Magazine. That's what we consider national media, and we're already reaching out to those outlets.
Yeah, I'll just add one thing there. The way you can kind of think of it is who's reading that outlet. So even though the New York Times has New York in the name, lots of people across the country are reading the New York Times. So that's how you know it's considered a national media outlet. And same thing with a lot of the online publications. People from anywhere can read those, so we can assume that they have a national platform. But if you're not sure, you can always email Steve or me, and we'll help you kind of figure it out. And then one other thing I wanted to mention about the national media is, even though we don't need you guys to reach out specifically on your own, when I say reach out, what we don't need you guys to do is send a formal pitch. So you never need to send an email to a national outlet saying, hey, there's a group called Citizens Climate Lobby, I think you should write a story about them. Or, you know, hey, Rachel Maddow, I think you should have Mark Reynolds on your show. That's the kind of stuff that Steve and I and our PR firm, Washington Media Group, are doing day in and day out. So you don't have to worry about sending those types of requests to national outlets. We're handling that. But feel free to always send us ideas. If you see something on cable and you say, hey, wow, this show talked about carbon taxes, or I listened to this podcast and they talked all about bipartisan work on climate change, or anything that you think would be helpful and would relate to our work, feel free to send us those tips, and then we can reach out to those shows. So you can definitely still keep your eyes and ears out for things in the national media, and then pass those on to us, because that's really helpful.
So that's it for the national media. So I'll turn it over to Flannery for the social media.
Thanks, Steve. So on social media, we have a lot going on. The first thing that you should do is to follow us on all of the platforms we're active. So on Twitter and Instagram, you can find us at Citizens Climate. And on Facebook, our address is just Facebook/Citizens Climate Lobby. So go to those profiles on any of the platforms where you're active and follow us so that you can stay updated with what we're posting. And then we also want you to make your own posts using the guidance and materials that we've pulled together for you in our social media toolkit. So this is a document that has links to everything major that we've posted. It has links to photos from yesterday's press conference. It has even some video clips of the sponsors talking about the bill, Danny talking about the bill. It has some links to media stories about the bill that we'd love for you to share. So all of that is in the social media kit, which you can find on CCL Community. And that's a great place to go to figure out what you can post on social media and just help you, just give you some ideas. Another thing you can do on social media is to follow the bill hashtag. So the sponsors wanted to use #PriceOnPollution. So if you search that hashtag on Twitter or Instagram, or on Facebook. Hashtags aren't used as often on that platform, but you can still look at it there. You can see what other people are posting, and then you can engage positively and respectfully with other people who are talking about the bill. You can leave encouraging comments, you can like and share other posts, and that just helps amplify the conversation around the bill. And then overall, even though we're talking about social media right now, don't forget that the main actions we want you guys to mostly focus on are offered on CCL's website. So we want you to reach out to your members of Congress, to write them or call them. We want you to write letters to the editor. So do those things first, focus on those, and social media can be the cherry on top. So that's our guidance for social. And then as far as everything we've mentioned here tonight, the media resources are available on CCL Community. So if you go to cclusa.org/bill, click there on the bill name in the bottom right, and then it will take you to this page where you can click on the resources tab and find everything we've talked through. There in that second column, there's media and social media. You can find that media packet, the national press release, the local press release templates, and that social media toolkit that I mentioned.
The last thing, again, that I will highlight here is that if you do have questions, where we're going to route you to first is the main bill page on Community. And from there, there's a Q&A, more in-depth FAQ section, as well as a forums. This forum is what we've put in the actual chat window a lot. I know that we've been trying to keep up with everyone. I think we've been doing a fairly good job of that. So feel free to put that question that you didn't get answered tonight or anything that emerges afterwards if you just forgot to ask something right there in Community's forums. You can always email me as well, and I'll direct you to the right person or resource. My email is just brett@citizensclimate.org. But the biggest thing that we really wanted to close with, as always, but especially in this most historic of weeks, is thanking all of you on the line tonight. You are absolutely the reason why we are where we're at today and have gotten so far, and we really are excited to continue to work together to get this bill that's now been introduced over the next goalpost. So thank you for making it to tonight's CCU. We hope you found this webinar useful, and we'd love to make sure to continue to stay in touch.